Measuring an application's importance is in terms of money, financial systems are being increasingly regulated, and in GNSS, the most important thing right now is the timing. The timing and accuracy and the precision in which the time is delivered. For now, the most important, most popular applications are in mobile phones, and GNSS is extensively used in mobile phones, and these mobile phones get their times from cell towers, and these cell towers usually get their timing from GNSS clocks. These GNSS clocks have increasing requirement of synchronizing their clocks over a distance, and this is important because over a distance the accuracy of time determines how long and how much distance gap is there, and that's why it is important to have a very precise and very accurate clock. And right now in today's world, the GNSS technology requires a very high precision timing, and for example, very long baseline interferometry is based upon synchronizing radio telephones and telescopes located around the world, so they act like one big one the size of the Earth. Now this is usually the case in the whole GNSS system of the whole globe. Every clock needs to be synchronous, and they themselves are able to synchronize the time based on their each other's clocks, and for this reason there are many transmission stations located around the Earth, and so together they are always synchronizing their times, and together they form a big clock. The whole Earth is like a clock, and every station has a precise time in the precision of microseconds, and this is absolutely required for GNSS systems for many research purposes, such as verifying that neutrinos do not exceed the speed of light. There is no limit to the desired level of accuracy, and for this accuracy in all the science and research experiments, the GNSS clocks are used, and their accuracy is very important. This GNSS clocks usually use the atomic clock, and this atomic clocks have cesium element. Cesium has a continual vibration period, and they are able to monitor these vibrations and determine the time passed by each vibration in each second. They are able to measure that, and this determines the second itself. GNSS is able to define this definition of second based on the cesium element as a reference and based on the number of cycles it performs. I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks for listening.